Then. 1. Let's go to the cafeteria, Stella says. She is restless. She is always restless. Unlike everyone else in here, she is not in pajamas. Every day, without fail, she puts on her black skinny jeans, big black boots, a thick coat of red lipstick, and her signature black fedora with the peacock feather sticking out the side. Even though all we ever do is sit in each other's rooms, even though we're not allowed to leave hospital grounds, even though the only people she talks to voluntarily are me and Caleb and Dan, the child life specialist, and none of us could care less what she looks like.
Are you hungry?
Caleb asks. His pajamas have soccer balls on them. Mine are pink with white hearts. The left leg is cut off to make room for my white plaster cast, decorated with sick kid autographs. No, I'm not hungry, Stella groans. I just need to get out of here. Aren't you guys going crazy? How can you not be going crazy? She's like a caged animal. Pretty soon she's going to start gnawing on the metal bars of my bed. She was like this even in outpatient, even when she knew she was going to get to leave in a few hours. My parents are going to be here any minute, I say. I should stay. Have you asked them yet about adopting me?
But you have parents, Stella, Caleb says.
He has a hard time with sarcasm. Stella has diagnosed him with mild Asperger's, in addition to the brain cancer we already know about. I'm going to get legally emancipated, she says, just as soon as we get this whole cancer thing figured out. I'm only still their daughter because I'm using them for their health insurance. God, Evie, I am so sick of your room. We've been spending a lot of time in my room, and by my room, I mean this particular room during this particular stay, which is going on 2 weeks now, my longest yet. There have been countless identical rooms over the past year, some in this part of the cancer floor, some in the super-duper sterile prison part of the floor, when my white blood cell count was zero. It's a little hard for me to get around right now because I just got surgery and my leg is in a cast, so I can't just hop out of bed whenever I feel like it. Not that many kids on the cancer floor do much hopping. I may seem lucky for getting one of the few single rooms, but everyone here knows they're reserved for the hopeless cases, so some other poor kid doesn't have to deal with a dead roommate. This one is pretty much the same as every other room I've had. So many by now that I've lost count, but half as big. I wasn't even here a night before Mom put up the same sad decorations as my last long stay to make it feel more like home. No number of family photos or teddy bears or bouquets of flowers will ever make this feel like home. All they do is confirm that I'm going to be here for too long.
We could go to the teen lounge, Caleb says. We could play a game.
The teen lounge doesn't have any windows, Stella says. Turn the TV to the Discovery Channel, I say. It'll be just like looking out the window, except you'll be in Africa or underwater or something. Or it'll be some reality show about Amish prostitutes or morbidly obese dwarfs who talk in tongues. That's TLC, I say, the morbidly obese dwarfs. You two are no help. Plus, Dan might be lurking in the teen lounge, and he'll just try to get me to talk about my feelings.
It's good to talk about your feelings, Caleb says. Dan says it'll make you sicker if you keep things bottled up inside.
When have you known me to keep things bottled up inside?
Good point.
You guys don't have to stay here, I say. You can go do something without me. I'm fine by myself. Oh, Evie, Stella says, don't go acting all heroic. We're not going to leave you in here all by yourself. Really, it's okay. Can you stop thinking about everyone else for once and just admit that you can't live without me?
I want to watch the football game,
Caleb says, grabbing my remote and turning on the TV. I hate you, Stella says, but she doesn't move. There aren't a whole lot of other options for us as far as activities go. Watching football in a cramped hospital room may not be everybody's idea of a good time, but it could be worse. It could always be worse.